While many people have left behind film cameras and even digital camera sales have declined, a Milwaukee artist is revisiting a photography style much older and much less portable than those we're familiar with today. She's been taking portraits of Milwaukee residents, visitors, bands, even wedding and pregnancy photos for a few years now, reviving the technique known as tintype photography, popularized in the 1850s. Margaret Musa is a Milwaukee-based wet plate photographer. She was the 2017-2018 artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel and now has her own studio space where she takes tintype photographs. Margaret joins us in our Milwaukee studio. Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, how did you get into this particular type of photography?
I actually read an article about this process, and I was not a photographer at all, but something about this article describing how you could still take a photograph the way that they did during the Civil War just made me want to learn. And I ended up going to New York to take a workshop on the process, and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, if I were to sit for a portrait with you, what is my experience? What happens? It's not just a quick snap of a picture.
No, it's not. It takes me at about the fastest I can go is taking one picture every 15 minutes. So for my subject, if we're outside, that does mean that you would have to hold still for a few seconds or longer, depending on the light. But at my studio, I have strobes, so I can capture children and even pets in literally just a flash. So it's pretty easy for the subject under that light.
And tell us a little bit about the technology. What are you doing to take this image?
Well, it starts with a metal or glass plate that I coat with an emulsion called collodion. And then the emulsion on the plate becomes light sensitive after I dip the whole plate into a bath of silver nitrate for a few minutes. And then after it's been sensitized in that bath, I load it directly into the back of my large format camera, expose the plate, and then I actually have to develop the plate while the chemistry is still wet. So it's called the wet plate process because everything, development and all, has to happen while the chemistry is wet.
Now, what that makes me think, you know, the way I take pictures, apart from badly, is, you know, take lots of them, hope one of them comes out. The kind of effort it takes to make this one image has got to, I don't know, it's got to change the way you think about what you're doing. What, as an artist, what is going through your mind as you're catching that image?
It's slow. A lot of people are, you know, I get a lot of questions like, do I really only get one shot? And I mean, I definitely take my time for the image, every single one. And, you know, it's depending on how you look at it, it's a slow process or it's really fast. I mean, by the time we set out to make the image, we're looking at it in less than 10 minutes, and that's pretty magic.
And I looked at some of the images you have up on your website, and it's really interesting. I mean, these are clearly modern-day people, but in this, we've seen those 1850s, 1860s, Civil War era tintypes, and it looks very historical at the same time. How would you describe the end result of the images you take?
Yeah, this process sees something a little bit different, yeah. And that's a result of not only the camera, which is, you know, I use old cameras. A lot of the cameras I have are from the early 1900s with giant brass lenses on them. And this type of camera, large format, has the bellows in the center, and that a camera like that has a really dramatic effect on focus. So that means I can get someone's eyes in like the clearest, sharpest focus. And then, you know, anything like a foot behind them starts to blur into the background, which is a really dramatic and kind of romantic effect. But then furthermore, the chemical process leaves sometimes certain artifacts around the edges. You know, my fingerprints are kind of just there in the corners of all the plates that I make. A fleck of dust that might be on the emulsion could cause a little comet across the plate. So it's really kind of cool, the things that show up.
Talking to Margaret Musa about her tintype or wet plate photography. She's an artist based in Milwaukee. Margaret, the final product I would walk away with a piece of tin, right, with the image on it. I'd have this metal sheet.
Yeah, that's right. There are no negatives in this process. So each image is a direct positive exposed directly onto a metal plate.
And how hard was this to get good at?
I'm still trying to get good at it. I always say I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and I'm learning all the time. I still come across issues that I don't understand, and there aren't a lot of people that can help. So really, you know, in the end, it's just up to me to figure this process out. And that's what really holds my interest in doing this forever, really. I love it. It's a challenge, and it's really fun.
And an artistic product you're involved in caught our eye here. You and I believe your sister are getting ready to start this unique sort of studio environment in an Old West ghost town.
That's right. My oldest sister is the only person that lives in a town called Cisco out in Utah, which is an old abandoned railroad town. And she's been living out there for years. And she and my other sister, Renee, started a nonprofit and started an art residency program out there. So you can spend a month in the ghost town and get a little stipend and make art completely, you know, distraction-free out in the desert with a beautiful view of the mountains and lots of ruin at your disposal to use for tools. And applications for that are open right now at eileenmusa.org.
And finally, that's a unique environment to do art in. You do most of your work. You're based in Milwaukee. What's it like? What's the Milwaukee environment like for you and your tintype photography and other artistic endeavors?
Milwaukee has been so supportive of what I do. From the residency at the Pfister, I've gotten a lot more people who have heard about me. And so I feel so lucky that I kind of get to make a career out of this very strange process. I feel really lucky about that.
And as we wrap up, when somebody ends up with this cool Civil War looking image of themselves on a piece of metal, what kind of reactions do you get?
Oh, I mean, it's really special for people because this type of image is something that, you know, can be passed down for generations. It's really like an heirloom quality image. And so I get a lot of families, and it is really meaningful for me to see them so happy with their portraits of, you know, kids or whether it be a couple. And so it's really cool to know that these images are going to be in households and be passed down for generations to come.
Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Margaret Musa, Milwaukee-based wet plate photographer. She was the 2017-2018 artist in residence at the Pfister Hotel and now has her own studio space where she takes tintype photographs, the Civil War era photography method. You can see examples of her work at her website, margaretmusa.com. That's M-U-Z-A, margaretmusa.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at a Wisconsin Public Television documentary just out on small town and rural life here in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.